This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta Astars. It's easy to recognize a painting by Cy Ellens. He paints with a unique aerial perspective, as if looking down upon the earth from the heavens. The land is dotted with trees, a patchwork quilt of farmland, here and there broken up by winding rivers and sparkling lakes. His colors are bright, warm and fiery reds, oranges and yellows, calming blues, greens and purples. Ellens talks about his childhood, growing up close to the landscape he now paints.
I was born and raised on a farm close to McBain, Michigan, and which is close to Cadillac, if you don't know where McBain is. When I was a child, I would draw the horses and the cows and the chickens and the pigs and do things like that. I wasn't always real interested in doing farm work, but I was interested in the area and all the beautiful trees. And we had a little pond behind our barn. And every time I went to get the cows, it probably took me a little bit longer than what it should have. My dad would say, "What took you so long?" Well, I was studying the polywogs and the turtles and things like that in the pond. So it would take a little while. I would sort of tell them that the cows were way in the back part. So other things also, being dependent on the rain and the dry and the sunshine when it's supposed to happen. We didn't have irrigation back then. And so we totally depended on the rain and the sunshine to get the crops growing into full bloom. Sometimes it would rain real hard when the harvest is almost ready to go, and it would flatten out all the wheat or the oats.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would ruin the crop. But if it was dry for a long season, then the crops would suffer. We learned to really depend on God, too.
So I've always thought that nature and a strong spiritual connection can be very important to being a creative person.
God created in me, I guess, the idea that I really wanted to be a creative person, wanted to paint, and that desire. So as long as I can remember.
And at some point you taught, and one of those teaching jobs was over in Nigeria. You mentioned on your website that you learned more an appreciation for world cultures. I've often thought that being somewhere else, you also get to understand home better from a distance.
Yes, we really learned to have appreciation for what we had here in America.
Yeah.
I taught at Kalamazoo Christian High for 9 years after I graduated from Western.
Right. Yeah.
And then we went to Nigeria, mm-hmm. which was partly a mission project also. And I taught art there. I taught classes that were 60 students to a class.
Wow.
With no
big
art
classes.
Materials and no nothing to do.
That's the first lesson in creativity. Find materials.
Yes. Yeah, we had to find the old women that did the clay pots and all those things to find some clay. And so some of the students in the class knew where they could do that. So we did that. We had a man close to the school that made little hatchet-like things to do carving with. And this was a new school, so they had some old logs laying out there. And before they could confiscate them to use in the fires in the neighborhood, I confiscated some of those and cut them up so that we could have hunks, logs that were
for carving.
For carving.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta Astars. Ellens talks about how he developed his unique aerial perspective.
I have done a lot of traveling. My wife and I have gone to China almost a dozen times and to teach English there. And I like to sit next to a window. A lot of other people don't like it that I have my window open quite often, but I like to see what's down there. Of course, when you're flying that high, about all you can see is clouds and just gray areas
right.
down there anyway.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
much color. So I like to think of myself as flying in a hot air balloon just over the treetops when it's getting to be about 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening in the summertime and beautiful days, and ground is much more colorful, and I like to exaggerate the color a little bit. It's not exactly realistic.
Hey, it's an artist's prerogative. But yeah, you find these beautiful patterns and patchworks, and how when you're at a certain height, like quilts, yeah. I would imagine, especially in the country where there's farm fields and different types of crops, and seeing trees from the top. I mean, it's just beautiful. See, I imagined you in a Cessna all the time, but now I'll have to rethink and imagine you in a hot air balloon.
I've given a hint to my family several times to give me a ride in a hot air balloon, but it has never happened. But I
hear
can
that, family?
I can visualize myself in one of those.
Yeah.
I like how people have divided up all these land spaces, mostly in squares and rectangles. But then there comes the river and the lakes. And in Michigan, if you're up in the air, I have flown with a friend of mine very low with a regular airplane, and I took a lot of photos on that. But
yeah.
I never use the photos. Anyway, I sometimes look through them and just to give me some ideas, but I
But then
don't
you put them away.
Yeah, I don't use the photos because I don't want to copy the colors, because I want to use my own color situation. So in Michigan, you're never more than about 5 miles from a river or lake, from water. Without putting that in one of my paintings is, you know, it just isn't Michigan. So that's why that's there.
How did you come to choose that perspective? It makes you unique. I think that's your trademark.
One of the things was that when I was flying in the air and looking down, I thought, you know, not many people have painted this.
Exactly.
And I think it would make neat paintings. And it wouldn't make such neat paintings, I don't think, if I just painted it like you see it or like a photograph of it.
But standing on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've had pilots come to me in my studio
yeah.
and say, man, you captured that. I wanted to take photos of this sunset or this area, and the photos came out and it just wasn't like I remembered it, and you made it just like I remember it.
There you go.
So who knows, but anyway, it's inspiring to me and it's fun for me, and I love doing them.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Cy Ellens. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.